Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Hall?
Present.
Hall present. Berryhill? Bates? Block?
Here.
Block present. Gaines? Gaines present. Galgiani? Glazer?
Present.
Glazer present. Hernandez? Hill?
Here.
Hill present. Hueso? Lara? Lara right. present. McGuire?
Here.
McGuire present. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak present.
All right. Very well. We have before us AB 2218 by the Vice Chair of the Black Caucus, Assemblywoman Autumn Burke, representing the Inglewood area. Please come forward. And good morning. And just for the record, I have before us on your bill from the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor, a letter in support of your bill. And this is the largest federation of labor in the state of California, with representing close to a million employees in California, in Los Angeles. So, I can present this bill. It's okay. So I just want to let you know that we received a letter as well. All right, Ms. Burke, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators.
Wait a second. You guys got to behave. Okay, fine.
You don't have to. You don't have to. AB 2218 does two things. It extends the application time for gambling licenses by 15 days. It also extends the current 3-year divestment period for the existing car clubs in Inglewood to account for the new development at Hollywood Park. The car club is located on the site of the former Hollywood Park racetrack and through the investments made by various public pensions. And owned through the various investments, public pensions. When the club was first granted an exemption to law that prohibits owners of car clubs from owning an interest in a gaming venue outside of California, we knew the area would undergo significant changes with the development of the housing and retail. All those involved expected 3 years to be an adequate window to complete that. However, as many of you know, In the last year, we've reached some welcome news, but unexpected news in Inglewood. We'd be getting an NFL team back, and that Hollywood Park development would become the new home of the Rams in an 80,000-seat stadium. The bill before you simply extends the current 3-year divestment period by an additional 3 years, allowing public pensions to retain their interest in the Clark Club during the massive construction period. AB 2218 retains all of the existing conditions of the current exemption. Revenues cannot be mixed, and there cannot be any co-promotional activities between Nevada Casino and the card clubs. By passing this bill, we can remain being good stewards of the public pension funds and maximize the positive economic impact that the entire project will have in Inglewood and the surrounding region. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, and you have a witness and with you to testify in favor, correct? Very well, Mr. Lang.
Mr. Chairman, members, Joe Lang on behalf of Hollywood Park. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about this very exciting project. 3 years ago, we couldn't have known that the development project would become what is now the largest public works project in an urban area in the country and the largest sports complex in the world. That does present challenges, real life challenges, and we're unfortunately, until it was approved in January of this year by the NFL, we couldn't move forward with planning to meet those challenges of accomplishing the construction and at the same time not mitigating as much as possible the impacts on the existing businesses in the community. And what we found was that that's a very difficult task, and we're trying to do the best we can. And in the meantime, we're asking simply for this extension for purposes of allowing us to meet those challenges.
Mr. Chairman and members, Scott Wetch on behalf of the California State Association of Electrical Workers, the California State Pipe Trades Council, and the Western States Council of Sheet Metal Workers. Primarily, we see this as a pension protection measure. We have pension money invested in this project. We'd like to see it preserved. But in addition to that, when the parties came together to put together the stadium project in Inglewood, my clients and the rest of the building trades were invited in, and this was an issue that was an issue of concern. And in ensuing that deal, we committed in assisting in this effort because we think that's the right thing to do, and we'd urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Broad on behalf of Unite Here and the Teamsters. Unite Here represents employees at the current facility, the Teamsters as well, but also they're in the building trades. And I just want to say, in addition to what Mr. Wetch pointed out, that this particular employer has been extremely cooperative with us. It's been a very smooth relationship. And in what is clearly a very, very complex circumstance of moving this project forward, it's, you know, approval just recently, I think this bill is very necessary to make this happen for Southern California, and we urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Other witnesses in favor, please come forward.
Mr. Chair, members, Cesar Diaz on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. Concur with Mr. Broad and Mr. Wetch's comments and urge your support.
Thank you. Other witnesses in favor, please come forward. All right. Witnesses in opposition, please come forward.
Chairman and members, Frank Molina, on behalf of the San Ynez Band of Shoemakers Indians in opposition.
Thank you for your testimony.
Dennis Loper on behalf of Commerce Casino. We just want to know if there's ever going to be some finality to this. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. Next witness, please come forward.
Mr. Chair and members, Scott Governor on behalf of the Morongo Band of Mission Indians. 3 years ago, they said, never again. We're all good. We're going to do this. And then they talk about a stadium deal that was approved in January of this year. What happened during the prior years? So for these reasons, we oppose.
I appreciate your testimony. Next witness, please come forward.
Mr. Chair, members, Ed Manning on behalf of Hawaiian Gardens. We were opposed to the bill 3 years ago, as the chair will recall. Yep. We were promised at the time that this was it, 3 years, and we'll be done. We have concerns that for lots of reasons, it's in the economic interest of the owners to hang on to this asset for quite a while. And that, you know, the 3 years is up and we're still here. So for those reasons, we oppose.
I appreciate your testimony. Next witness, please come forward.
Mr. Chair, members, Kathy Christian on behalf of the United Auburn Indian Community. We did not oppose this bill 3 years ago. There is a policy in California which we think, if it means anything, should be enforced, and we are opposed to this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Jerome Encinas on behalf of the Rincon Band of Luiseno Indians in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Encinas, for your testimony. All right. Any other witnesses in opposition, please come forward. Seeing none, questions, comments, concerns from the members? Yes, Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the author of the original bill allowing the three-year extension and period of time, I will certainly support this because I haven't seen a problem with this. And I think the conditions that were placed in the original bill that will continue today, the commingling of funds, the division of relationships between the casino and the card club, I think, are in place, and certainly protect the neighboring card clubs from unfair, unjust competition. So I think this is a good bill, and the players involved. Stockbridge I've known for many, many years, and they're a good class act and a good organization that I believe will continue to act in good faith and provide this. So I think for this three-year extension, I think it's appropriate. Happy to move the bill.
Thank you. The bill will be moved after the testimony is noted. The bill will be moved by Senator Hill at this proper time. Senator Lara.
Thank you. Thank you, Assemblywoman Burke, for bringing this forward. I do want to just get clarification on some of the questions. You know, obviously, Commerce and Bell Gardens in my district are very important, and wanted just to clarify some things. Why is there a need for another extension, and couldn't we do that with the current extension you have now? And then if you can address maybe in your close this kind of sense of feeling that they have that this is kind of unfair, an unfair advantage, just to clarify for the committee.
And I can clarify it in the close or I can do it now. Quite clearly, we have a construction project that we didn't foresee, and that for my district is incredibly important. Obviously, an 80,000-seat stadium changes a community in a way that you can't imagine. It's a huge opportunity, but at the same time, we have public pension funds invested in the area. And so to protect that investment for our public pension funds, obviously, a sale goes better when you're not building an 80,000-square-foot stadium. in the area. So this is really, for me, it's incredibly important to protect the pensions. And it's just an unforeseen circumstance. It's a good unforeseen circumstance, but yet still an unforeseen circumstance.
All right, any other questions, comments, concerns? Yes, Senator Glazier. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, Mr. Vice Chair. No. Mr. Vice Chair, please go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for this bill today myself, but that being said, I certainly understand the opposition and the frustration. I think you do, too. You know, the 3 years, you know, what happens if all of a sudden the stadium thing falls through or this or that or the other thing? I think that we can't amend anything here. But you might think about maybe shortening that thing up a little bit when you get to appropriations.
I think it goes directly to the floor.
But does it go direct?
Yeah. It goes directly to the floor.
Okay. Well, then there's...
Well, what we can do, though, is require, Mr. Chair, which is something that I was going to suggest for Stockbridge to come back and just give a report to the legislature in about 18 months on the process of divestment or what have you.
I mean, that way we can figure out what...
Exactly.
What properties are going to divest from, what's going on.
Absolutely.
And I would be happy to do that, obviously, seeing what the progress looks like on the stadium, seeing where we're at and having that conversation again at that time. Like you said, a stadium can take longer or less time, but I think... Yeah. The goal isn't to keep extending this ad nauseum. Really, the goal is just to protect the pension funds.
And that's fair. That way you have a report, you know, of the progress. This is basically what you're asking for.
Do we need to do that as an amendment, or we can do that as...
I think you can just come back, have it come back to the body. And
I can
sure
give my word
faith,
that we will bring it back.
And in
to
good
the
faith,
body.
I trust the member from Inglewood.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Glazier.
Mr. Chair, thank you. You know, I appreciate the concern about the pension funds, and I know that's real. But I know that our responsibility here, there'll always be investors, and I can't speak to Stockbridge, good or bad. I appreciate the positive comments from my colleague about the company, but I know that that can't be the driver behind the work that we do here. That the driver should be about whether we're protecting the public's interests. In this, and so I wasn't around for the original Hill bill, so with the acquiescence of the chair, I was wondering if I could ask some questions
absolutely.
Of the consultant on this.
Absolutely.
And is it Mr. Lopez that was involved in this, in the writing of this analysis? Is that right? So one of the things that's raised in the analysis that I guess came up in the original Hill bill was that the ownership group purchased the hotel and casino in Las Vegas under an assumption that it would not be in violation. Could you elaborate on that? And was there a confirmation of that conversation?
Yes, please.
So that was just from the commission.
Can you speak on that microphone?
Yeah, from the Gambling Control Commission, that was verified, yes.
That they had provided some guidance that because of an arrangement they had with the hotel and with the card club, that it would not be in violation.
Wait, can you ask that again?
That based on their conversations, that their ownership of the Sahara Hotel and their ownership of Hollywood Park would not be in violation.
Yeah, so that was the assumption at the time from Stockbridge, and then that commission came back and told them that was not a correct assumption, and therefore that's why they had to become licensed, correct? And that's
okay.
why Senator Hill did the bill that he did 2 years ago.
Okay, and that was based on an advice that because they were in a leasing relationship, for one or both of the properties, that
I believe
it would
so,
not.
Yes.
But the correction wasn't to come back in and provide that clarification within law. It was to provide this period of time in which they could divest of
correct.
One, right?
Correct.
Okay. So in the bill itself, it makes clear that there cannot be any cross promotion. Are you aware of any examples over the last few years where there's been a violation of that by either property?
No.
Nothing's been brought to our attention where they have violated that condition?
No.
Are you aware of any conduct by the current owners that has been harmful to the public?
Not that we're aware of, no.
Anything in regard to harm to public safety?
No. Some of those questions obviously would be more appropriate for the commission, but we have not been aware of any cross-promotion, and maybe the author can speak to that, but we haven't.
And nor has my office had, as you heard from Labor, they've been good partners so far, so we haven't had any complaints as well.
Okay. Have there been any questions in regard to the public honesty or integrity of the ownership group?
Not that we're aware of.
Any concerns about their reputation or habits or associations that would pose a threat to the public?
Not that we're aware of, no.
Okay. All right. But I appreciate that clarification, Mr. Chairman, because circumstances do change, and we all want to be sensitive to those circumstances. But we also know that we need to understand whether anything that this might happen within this legislation would affect these important questions of public health and safety. And I guess what I would say to some of the opponents that have come here is that were circumstances to be similar in their case, where assumptions have changed, but as long as they've operated in a responsible way, that I would have the same sympathies that I have today for this situation as I would for their situation. As long as we have been assured that we're protecting the public's interests, it makes me comfortable in supporting this bill today.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Any other questions? Yes, Senator Gates.
If I could, I was wondering if perhaps you could just expand a little bit on the economic benefit to the community, because I would imagine there's some job creation as a result of construction and then also more permanent jobs after that's completed.
So for those of you who aren't aware, in Inglewood, actually, we've suffered tremendously because we were running our city. 80% of the general fund was actually run on our casino and our racetrack. And so this is, and so in the loss of the racetrack, obviously we were lucky to have the stadium come up, and we had Madison Square Garden and the Forum come in. But otherwise, our infrastructure, our streets were destroyed. We had 3 weeks ago, we had a job fair for 5,000 jobs because of the stadium. This is a tremendous, this is 110,000 people out of 440,000 people in my district. Mm-hmm. This means everything to my city. The stadium, this casino means everything to my city. We run on it. Mm-hmm. So when I say that this is tremendously important to my community, that is an understatement.
Let me just say, yes, Ricardo, Mr. Lara.
Thank you. And this is why I think it's such an important issue to give consideration. You know, I understand completely not only the neighborhood, but understand the impact of the casino in the city of Commerce. The Commerce Casino is the economic engine for that city. In Bell Gardens, it's without the bicycle club, these cities would be under. And I think the largest employers in those districts, in those cities. That's why I understand the importance of what you're trying to do here and acknowledge the work that you're doing. So thank you.
And I like to say as well, Hawaiian Gardens and the casino in Hawaiian Gardens, it's 80% of the city's budget is general fund is by way of the Hawaiian Gardens casino. I'm honored to represent this district as well. Of course, I didn't opine in this discussion, you know, because it's Ms. Burke's bill, but this is an important piece of legislation to the vitality, health, safety, and vitality of my district. So I will be asking the members of this body to support that and support it indeed. I will ask, though, that we come back in 18 months and we can do a friendly amendment on the floor to basically say in 18 months, give a report of the divestment. Just come back and do a report of the divestment of Stockbridge. The progress. It's just a progress report. And yes, and I know I spoke to many members about that, and that's something that most of the members of the committee asked for. And so we can do
the clarity is important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or we can do like a letter to the journal or something like that.
Whichever is better, Art. What do you think?
proper answer.
The amendment. All right. We'll just do amendment asking for an update or progress in 18 months. On the floor, and you'd take that up on the floor, correct? Yeah.
We
can't do a committee.
You can't.
No, it has to be author amendments on the floor.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Chairman Hall, if I could ask just one more quick clarifying question. In the event that the ownership group decides to sell the card room, what happens at that point? Let's say they decide to keep their interest in Las Vegas and decide to sell the card room. What happens at that point? Does it go to a different entity and still exist as a card room?
Yes.
Okay. Very well. Great. Thank you.
Yes, Senator.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just clarification, if the amendments could be on the floor tomorrow, is the deadline for that?
Yeah, yes, tomorrow's the deadline, so they'll have to work on that today. Right. But I've seen the legislature work in,
oh, for sure.
In Godspeed before.
Just want to make sure everybody's aware.
Right. Any unreadiness? Any other questions, comments, concerns, or unreadiness for the members? All right. Assemblywoman Burke, would you like to close?
Yes, obviously. And we make a commitment to the update, the 18-month update. To Senator Gaines' point, this facility is going to allow us to reopen one of our fire stations. So like I said, when I say this is important, not just to the public pension funds, it's also tremendously important to my community. And with that, I respectfully request an aye vote.
All right, thank you. The bill has been moved by Senator Hill. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration.
With Hall? Amendments.
On the floor,
on
not
the floor.
Here.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Weso? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Vidak? VIDAC, aye. It's 11.
Okay, that bill is out, and thank you. All right, we stand adjourned.